Friday, it's time for the Mac Show. Yes, we are here to discuss the week's Mac news. My name's Carl Madden. I'm joined with by a wonderful panel of guests. Now, coming to us once more, we have the lesser seen Alex G. Fox. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. It's really weird. I'm watching the chat room, but I know that's really far behind, but I'm thinking at their speed. So in a minute's time, I might answer the question properly. I'm very well, thank you. I've just proved the point. There you go.
Yeah, we are trying something a bit different today. We're trying to Google Hangout, which means the poor old chat room is about a minute behind us, unfortunately. So we might not get much interaction from them. It depends how slowly we stay on the discussions. Also join us, we have the wonderful, talented, beautiful Miss Kelly Gamont.
Oh, flattery will get you everywhere.
I hope so. How are you? How are you?
I just woke up and we've gotten really weird really fast, so it should be fun. Let's see how it goes.
It's funny, it's what they normally say to me in a pub, but there you go. And rounding out our panel today, we have the wonderful and the unique Mr. William Green. How are you, sir?
What's that mean?
What one?
The unique bit.
You're one of a kind. You're an axiom.
You're one of a kind.
I thought that was something to do with looking after Cleopatra and having certain bits of your body cut off. That's a eunuch. Sorry, very close.
I'm glad you got in there, because I was about to say unicorn. So
that's all you got left.
Yeah, so the week's magnet. Well, there's nothing really happened, has there, this week in the Mac world?
Oh, but there has.
What could possibly happen this week in the Mac world?
The invite came out. The invite was officially sent, and that's it. That's, like, the only news this week, because everything else is pixels after pixels after pixels wasted on wankery about what Apple should and shouldn't do.
That means something different over there, I promise you.
Yes.
No. It's the same thing. Because that's all it is. It's Apple should do this. Apple needs to that or they're doomed, which is one of my other favorites.
Well, Kelly,
that's really all it's been.
You're absolutely right, Kelly. That's the main story of the week. The Apple keynote or presentation going to be on Tuesday. And if you're in London or the London area and you want to see it with a like-minded group of people, you can head off down to the LMUG Apple announcement meet. If you'd like to join the London Mac user group and enjoy a few swift pints as Apple reveals what they have in store for us, why not head on over to the old Explorer pub on, the Great Castle Street near Oxford Circus this coming Tuesday. They will be discussing the live announcements as they happen, and having some good old fun with keynote bingo.
Are you coming now, then?
Hang on, I haven't finished yet. Let me do my spiel, Will.
All right, sorry.
Also, they have a raffle, and I think that this is a wonderful prize to get. They have, if you win the raffle, a 2 terabyte time capsule. So that's the new one with the built-in Wi-Fi and everything. Very nice. The event is free for all LMUG members, and for everyone else, it's a fiver at the door. Not too bad.
So are you coming then or not?
I'm not, no, because it's on a school night, and I have to get up ridiculously early in the morning.
I think you've upset somebody at LMUG, and I want to find out the truth.
So what's that? What's that Madden Gate then?
Well, I don't know. You're very cagey about the whole thing, and I want to dig down and find out the truth.
You're cheeky, Alex. Are you going?
Yes, I'm right, aren't I? I'm right there.
Quick, change of subject there.
Could be a politician. No, there's nothing going on. It's just I have to get up at 4:30 in the morning. That's all. So
ouch.
I like to go to Betty Buys about 8 normally. Alex, Alex, are you going?
I'll probably be there. I have arranged to meet some wonderful people, and it would be very rude of me not to turn up after I've arranged to meet them. But as for paying attention, anyone that's ever been to an LMUG event with me knows that we have a little clique normally in the back of the room where we get told to be quiet most of the time. So that's what will be going on. And there's some Apple stuff going on as well. It'll be lovely.
If I ever get the chance to go, I'm totally sitting by Alex.
We get the naughty room.
That's my favourite part of any... Yeah, that's what I like to do.
Well, seeing as we got this event coming up, I thought we'd do a little quiz as well at the same time, just to see how good the pundits, you know, are against you guys, the listeners and the viewers. So what I've done is I've set up a little quiz, and you can get to it if you want to participate. It's a bit.ly address, so bit.ly/14YNG m, and there's 12 questions there, just like yes or no answers. Just fill it in, and then I'll get that form back, and we'll see if the listeners know more than us guys. It would be hard, would it, really? So let's
Let's work out how to copy that into... Let me copy that into the chat room.
There you go. So let's start off. Let's just ask two questions as we go through the show, two at a time. So firstly, Alex, do you believe the event will be streamed?
I really hope so, because it could be a really boring night at Elmug if it's not.
So is that a yes, then? Yes. Are you saying yes?
Well, whether it's streamed or not, it seems to always be available to people that know where to look for it. I don't know if Apple will do their own stream, but they did last time, didn't they? Apple did their own stream. It was a bit iffy where we were, but there was their own stream.
Yeah, the last couple they have done, they streamed the WWDC, but that could have been because there's a lack of people, like there was a shortage of people being able to get into the thing.
They only have two they only have two events a year now that they do. So that's the whole reason that it's, I think. And that's why there's a channel on the Apple TV for events that pops up.
Okay. So, yeah, Kelly, well, are you going with a yes?
Once you started it, it's very hard not to.
No. Mm-hmm. So are you going for a yes, Kelly, as you take a drink of coffee and I ask you at exactly the wrong moment?
What are you asking me? I'm sorry, I haven't had enough coffee.
Will they stream the event?
Absolutely. They absolutely have to. There's two events a year, and the first one is primarily for nerds, because it's WWDC, and the second one is the iPhone event. So they, and they have been, and the really, to me, the great thing about it is sort of a footnote, I think, to a lot of people. On the Apple TV, when they have the Apple event channel show up, they also will let you look at previous Apple events. So you can see older ones, which is very cool. And for WWDC, they had previous WWDC addresses, and one of them was Steve introducing the iPhone in 2007, which was super awesome. I actually got to go to that, and it was pretty amazing. I was keeping Carl hours. I had to get up at like 3 in the morning and go wait in line.
For one day?
Yeah, for one day. Well, when you don't do it, it's even... When you don't do it regularly, it's even worse.
So the rest of the day
gets fuzzy after that.
So what you're saying, Kelly, is it's nice if people make the effort, you know, like you have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, but you made the effort, that sort of stuff. So, like, somebody in this room, for instance, will be getting up at 4 o'clock, but they're not making the effort.
Well, when it's an hour you're accustomed to, it's a little easier. It's a little easier to get up at 4 in the morning. But
I mean, it's not like he didn't know he had to go and he could have taken the next day off anyway.
Exactly. I'm going to show up just to thump Will. So, awesome. Will, what do you reckon, Will? Yes or no?
Well, I got a bit confused because didn't they do a few that were sort of live streamed? Maybe one or two, and they seemed to stop it, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. I don't think they can only stream that. Well, you can watch it live, I think, through the Apple TV channel, but it used to just be a web page, and I think they were melting Akamai servers every time they tried to do that.
They're doing well with their iTunes Festival at the moment, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's streaming globally, so they have definitely got the nonce how to do this now.
I'm sure they know
the nonce. Do you mean the...
Sorry.
No, he just said they've definitely got the nonce. That's one word.
Obviously, they can do it, but over the last few years, they haven't done it. And I'm not totally sure why. They started to, and then they stopped. So I'm going to guess on no.
Oh, he's going for a no.
I'm
going to go for a yes as well, because I think it's such a big item for them, and they've had such a drought of announcements and stuff. Mm-hmm. They're going to broadcast it. We better anyway.
This one is the one for people, for muggles, like I always say. So I think I don't think it's any great leap of faith to presume that they're going to do this one and stream it so that regular folks can see the new iPhone for the first time. And look at that, I've made Will so angry.
He's run away. That's true. So as Will just leaves us there, look, an empty door, an empty mic. He's just had enough. Was it?
Is it a hit or miss? That's the question.
Was it something I said again? I mean,
he's leaving in protest. It was totally you.
Oh,
he got one good look at. He finally got a good look at your man cleavage, and he had to go.
Steady on. Okay, now the next one. This one should be. You should answer this one in about 3 seconds, I should imagine. Will the iPhone 5S be announced on the 10th of September?
Who are you asking?
All of you.
Well,
Alex,
for
you go
Will,
first. Alex first.
To be honest, if they don't, I don't know what they're going to be doing, because there's not enough to announce unless they announce the 5S. Well, what's it about if it's not the 5S?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, do you reckon they will? Do you reckon...
Yes is the answer.
Yes. Kelly?
Yes, but I'm not sure they're going to call it the 5S. It's been... This would be the third set of iterations of phone. We had the 3G and then the 3GS. We had the 4 and the 4S. So it's time for them to change it up. Because every time, remember, we used to get a new phone every June. So everybody in May went, don't buy a phone. We get phones in June. And we didn't get one until October. So I think this is one of those things where they're going to maybe shake it up a little bit. So they're probably going to I know they're going to announce a new phone. I absolutely guarantee they're going to announce a new phone. But whether or not it's going to be called the 5S, I couldn't say.
Well, all I can add to that is about an hour before we came on air, O2, who I don't know if they're the biggest cell provider in our country, but they wrote to me and offered me a free iPad if I took up an early upgrade of a phone before next Tuesday. So they know something is coming that I might be waiting for. So they've offered me a free iPad if I go now.
Something is definitely
so
coming.
So I'm hedging my bets. I'm hedging my bets that something's definitely coming.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Whether it's going to be the 5S or the 5C or whatever they're going to call it, I don't know. I think it'll be the same form factor. So it makes sense that it would be some sort of 5. I just don't know what it would be officially called. So.
Okay. So is that a no? Are you going brave and going for a no?
Well, yes, they're announcing a new phone. If it's going to be called the 5S, I'm going to say I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. You got to say yes or no.
No. It won't be the 5S.
Controversial.
No, we'll get the new iPhone, just like they've taken all the numbers out of everything. Look at that. Alex
just
did clean off the
out,
chat.
Didn't he?
I think what they'll do is they'll go the new iPhone, like they have been doing with the iPads. So I don't know that the new one will get any kind of number. I think it'll be one of those unofficial designations that people give it.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, no, it's not going to be the 5S. It's just going to be the new iPhone.
Okay.
You know, like share. It's just going to be iPhone.
And just joining us.
We've used the letter I for ages, haven't we?
Just join us. We have Mr. Adam Christensen. How are you, sir, from the Maccast?
Adam!
I don't know how this thing's working. It's like muting my mic and stuff. It's a whole new world.
It thinks you're typing. You'll be okay.
That's it. So
Voice to studio and you're all set.
Obviously, Adam, we're just talking about the upcoming event next Tuesday, and we've got a little quiz going. So you're only two questions behind. So I'll just quickly go back and ask you what you think these answers will be. Do you think the event's going to be streamed on Tuesday through the Apple TV and whatnot?
Yes.
Yes. And do you think they are going to announce, actually, it will be actually called the 5S on Tuesday?
Yes.
Excellent. That's an answer. There you go. Will, what do you reckon it will be called? Do you reckon it will be called the 5S?
No, I don't think so. I think...
Oh, two no's.
Yeah, well, I'll go with Kelly on this one. The trouble is... If it does divide into two streams, which I think it probably will, like the iPhone and the lighter weight iPhone, I think the sort of regular iPhone will be just called iPhone, and I think the cheaper version will have a name. I don't know what that's going to be, but I think it will have a distinct name to sort of separate it from the regular one. So
Mini.
I'm gonna go, It could be, yeah. Something like that. I don't know. I think we're going to have iPhone, and we're going to have iPhone...
Love.
Nano.
Colour. There you
are. I want a wheel phone.
Sugar-free.
Live in Budokan. Sorry.
Oh, dear. So moving on. The other often, as we mentioned actually a couple of times there, the often rumoured item coming is the 5C. Now, the next question is, will the iPhone 5C look as cheap and nasty as the leaked photos?
No. And it's,
can you go for a strong no there, straight out the gate?
Absolutely not, because we've seen this before. I think it was Adam on this show who pointed out that when we saw the white iPhone in the blurry cam theater, that it looked horrible, and that the new slate iPhone 5, when we first saw that in blurry cam, it looked horrible. And I remember seeing when, I'm not going to remember what model it was, but when the iPod went color, all of those colors were sort of horrible looking in all the blurry cam photos because they were taken with a crappy camera. And when you saw the colors in person, they were actually kind of nice. And like the white iPhone in person looks kind of nice. It must, or I wouldn't have one. So I think there's going to be, if there are color versions of phones, which does not surprise me in the least considering how many people are running around yelling this, I think that they're going to look less heinous. They still may not be for everybody. They're still giving me very Miami 1987 sorts of a vibe, but I don't think they're going to be as horrifying as we have been led to believe by all these horrible pictures.
Okay. Adam, do you think the same?
Yeah, I pretty much agree with that, because I had talked about that before, that until you see these colors in person, you really don't know. And I don't know why my video not coming up? Or
no,
do
it's
I
fine.
Not
no, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
No, you look fat.
I see you. I see Carl. So I do think the colors are going to look better, but also agree that Apple seems to have chosen these, what I call, they look like my neon Crayolas, but just like muted. So everything, like specifically the one everybody's calling the red iPhone 5C, to me looks like more like a salmon color, which is just odd. It's not quite pink. It's not quite red. It's just this odd color.
Yeah,
so,
coral. I think.
Coral.
Like
there you go.
I'm not even kidding. There was probably either a blazer or a t-shirt that Don Johnson wore on Miami Vice that was exactly that color.
True. Coral. Yeah, exactly. So, and these seem to be the colors. I've seen these colors showing up in clothing in other areas. So it seems to be a seasonal thing, a fashion thing.
Very on trend.
And I think Apple is moving in that direction with the phones. I think that's why we're getting champagne and possibly graphite, on the 5S. I really hope they have that graphite one on the 5S turns out to be true, because that's the one I'm going to get.
Okay.
So I think that looks great, actually, even in the leaked photos.
So, Alex, what do you reckon? Have you seen the cheap, nasty, knock-off?
First of all, I'd say, I reckon they'll go with that range they made of those weird sock things they made a couple of years ago. I think that's their palette.
And see, they quit making socks. But they're into Miami Vice.
Exactly. When you go back...
No socks, right?
Was it the iMac? Or is it the first iMac? The coloured thingy. I can't remember.
The Bondi one?
The Bondi iMac. Yeah,
but there was quite a few colours, and they did really go for, if it was in an office, you weren't going to miss it type of colour. Mm-hmm. And I can't see the point of them making a colour phone unless it really does stand out and make you notice it's there. So there's no point in bringing out one of these phones unless it's really in your face. And secondly, you say, will it look cheap? It's plastic, so it will look great for about 3 months, mm-hmm. and then it will look very cheap.
Well, it's meant to have some decent anti-scratch material on it as well. So.
It's just plastic in general. Yeah. I mean, anti-scratch. I have anti-scratch glasses. It doesn't mean they don't scratch. It just means it takes slightly longer.
Right.
Okay. It probably depends on, too, how they've done the pigmenting. I mean, if it's all the way through and consistent, I mean, you'll be able to see it in those scuffs in certain kinds of light, but they shouldn't just show up, I would imagine.
Right. Well, it will dull, though. I mean, that's what plastic does. With the glass back you got now, you give it a quick polish, even with scratches on it, it goes nice and shiny. You start doing that with plastic, it just goes grainy and horrible. So, like I say, yes, it will look nice, but only for 3 months.
Okay. And Will you be buying yourself a pink 5C, for example?
Who am I with?
O2. The village.
Yeah, the village. I'm just going back a bit. I'm with O2, and they've done this thing that when you buy the Series 5, it doesn't work on 4G. So, when they bring out a new phone that will allow you to go into 4G, they say you can swap your current phone out with a new one. And so when that happens, I'm very excited about getting a champagne iPhone. Oh, that's fan bloody tastic. Why not? God, I mean, life is too short to have black or white phones. Let's have a champagne one.
I thought it was going to be a supernova.
Yeah.
I thought the LTE thing was just a software push.
LTE?
Was that where you
said? No,
4G.
4G.
Yeah.
Well, it is LTE, isn't it?
Sort of. Because there's a new LTE.
It's very complicated.
There's a new LTE standard that they're talking about may be released with the new phones, which I don't think it will. But there's LTE Plus or whatever it is. It goes up to 150 meg. Because LTE hasn't developed enough in Europe, we might just jump that slow original LTE standard. You jump straight over it, and they're talking about it might be in the new phone, as well as the AC, Wi-Fi, the LTE Plus, or whatever the number is. I can't remember what it is, but it goes up to 150.
It has to. I mean, why would O2 promise such a thing?
Yeah. I mean, their new network, which is rolling out in a couple of weeks, I don't think they've got the faster LTE, but they're only obviously going to let it out at the slower rate, so that you can recharge you again, but I'm pretty sure they've got a far more advanced LTE than the one that was released last year.
Are you saying these telcos are, like, trying to rip
holding back on us? I wouldn't say that.
You're saying they're cynical?
Just because it's factually correct, I wouldn't say it.
So, Will, I need a yes or no. Will the 5Cs look as cheap and nasty as the leaked photos?
Yeah. Apple never release anything cheap and nasty.
Excellent. Apart from the sock. That wasn't cheap.
Well,
that was only cheap. They weren't nasty. They were kind of nice, actually, as you know, as the sock went. They were pointless. It's not like they were super functional, but they were cute.
Okay, so here's the one. How many iPhone colours in total will there be?
How long does this quiz last for?
I was wondering. No, because we're just going to go through it, because we can bring the talking points up as we go.
Five, just because it's a number in the middle.
Five, just because... A lot of thought there. Well done. Adam?
Well, there's five. It's an iPhone 5 something or other.
Now you're making me colors. Now you're making me think early in the morning. So the 5C is white, green, blue, yellow, salmon. So that's five, or coral. And then I think we'll have three on the iPhone 5S. So what's that put us at eight?
Eight, yeah. Okay.
Oh, geez.
Adam's going for a high-end.
I didn't see that option.
Yeah. I'm going to go with six because I think the high-end is going to be black, white, champagne. And then the low-end is going to be three colors as well. So that's six. So I'm going with six.
Okay. Will?
Ten.
What are the ten going to be?
Well,
haven't you ever played The Price is Right? When everyone else guesses, you just say one.
I think that the normal iPhone will be black, white, silver, and champagne. And I think the coloured ones, the cheaper one, will be six colours, myself, because six is my favourite number.
Okay. I'm going
to... Do we know that these are actually going to be coloured, though? I mean, I don't mean to sound stupid, but do we actually know that there are going to be coloured iPhones?
That's the massive rumour. That's the... I mean, we don't know, because they're just rumours. Tuesday, yeah, we'll know. That's
have a look at the invoice.
I'm taking it back. I'm going for two. Black and white is going to change.
But yeah, the invite gives it all away, doesn't it?
It does, kind of. I'm going for seven.
Yeah, that's what you lot say every single year. Yes. All the colours on... It's going to be different colours. It's going to be... And every year you go, oh, that meant nothing.
How much thought and, like... investigation go into those invites?
A lot. I actually want to know, Will's. So there's those colored dots on there, and then there's that one dot that's just a gray circle.
Gray.
with no color in it.
Invisible.
So what is that one?
That's the white one, isn't it? I mean, they couldn't do white and white, so you wouldn't see it.
Mm. So that's the spiritual version.
Yeah. You don't think it has anything to do with... The other running theory is it's that fingerprint scanner.
I reckon that's rubbish.
Oh, we got that's that, what I that say comes too. Later. That comes later. That
goes. Alternative, they could just be garish new colours for all the icons. That's really disappointed everyone now.
The silver band around the 5S one.
It could be. So as Adam mentioned, the scanner, do we really think there's going to be a fingerprint scanner in this?
Hold on a minute.
Wheel it back.
Adam Christensen,
yep,
from the Backcast, who knows more about Macs than anybody, just asked for my opinion. How's that then? Yeah. That's all right, isn't it?
This is why I moved on, because I thought I was dreaming.
He knows more than anybody about
the world no longer makes sense.
Well, I sent him a tenner in the post before we began, didn't I?
We're going there. So what was your advice?
I was trying to gauge if you were in that conspiracy theory camp. I love it when the invites come out every year, because there's a whole contention of Mac folks who will just pour through every word, every color, every, you know, dot, I guess.
Those circles are actually 359 degrees.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, this means something. They're fun. When they go way, way off reservation, it is some of the funniest stuff to read. It's one of the only reasons I like that the invites still go out.
Yeah.
However, I like after an event when we look back at the invites and go, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
you know what I reckon it is? I reckon they got Dan Brown to do the invitation, and it was just like, hold on, let's do a sort of a code in here somewhere. And, you know, complete nonsense. There's going to be, next year is going to be the the Da Vinci Apple invite. You're going to have Tom Hanks doing the launch in some little church in Venice or something, and everyone's going to get this conspiracy theory, and that's what it is.
You know there's people piping that thing through, like, Photoshop filters looking for subliminal text.
Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly. If you do autocorrect on it. Yeah, if you do autocorrect on it and the contrast comes out, you see a little message in the background. But that only works in Aperture. That only works in Aperture. It doesn't work.
But when you do that, the message you get is, go outside more.
Exactly.
So, Will, did you manage to get share your knowledge? Can I move on now?
Which knowledge?
I can't remember. He didn't answer the question. He just got asked one.
There you go. Move on. Moving on.
I bet he doesn't remember what the question was, is this?
Look at that look. So the fingerprint scanner, do we believe there is actually going to be a fingerprint scanner on the little home button?
Yet.
No for Kelly. See, no for me as well. I can't, because I think that technology is still new. And I know they bought that company about a year ago, but I don't know. Unless it works every single time, I can imagine people get really annoyed with that. And also, unless they tie it in with a load of like places you pay and maybe your Apple account, I can't see it being very useful just to unlock your phone. I mean,
NFC will come first.
NFC? Well, Apple don't seem to want to embrace NFC.
No, but I think if one or the other is going to come to the phone, I think we would see NFC in a phone before we would see a fingerprint scanner. And they also have to worry about tolerance in fingerprint scanners. Here's why I personally hope that this never, ever happens. Because you probably can't see it very well, but I have a scar right here from a not very interesting childhood injury where I took a big hunk of both layers of skin out of my finger. And so whenever I go for any sort of fingerprint anything with my right hand, which is what most people want you to do, it always comes out funny. And so I would be worried that if the only way to get into my phone is with my right index finger, then I'm screwed because it's not going to read my finger reliably every time.
Well, firstly, surely you'd use your thumb. And secondly, the weakest point on the iPhone has always been the home button. Where the most problems anyone ever has is the little bits of dirt that get in there. You have to use your tequila, which is the secret, and keep pressing it, it cleans out. Or they have to be replaced. So I reckon by far the biggest problem iPhones have ever had is the home button. Why would they want to complicate the weakest part of the phone again?
I need you to back up and tell me how to fix the home button. There's one broken in my house right now.
Okay, if it's what it normally is, you need a bit of neat alcohol, like tequila, a white alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And just put some on it. Put some on it with, you know, a Q-tip or something. And just keep pressing it gently, and the white alcohol will clean out the gunk.
Okay.
And it normally works. If it's that, but 9 times out of 10, it is just the gunk around there. But sometimes the home button goes, but it is generally just gunk.
Like, I tell people that Mr. Kelly has an iPhone 4, and people go, wow, still? How's his home button? Well, right now it's broken. So, people are super surprised. Like, somehow my home button is fine. So the iPhone we use for the remote control at my house, man, I'm a nerd. that controls all the TV stuff at my house, it's working totally fine. But Mr. Kelly's not so much. So, yeah, I think I'm going to buy his iPhone a drink when he gets home tonight and see if it helps.
So, Will, do you reckon we'll get fingerprint scanning thing in the future? Nope. This room is not going
to... It's hard enough to use one of these things with gloves on as it is, isn't it?
I said, this was
you
a real
You have to use capacitive gloves in the winter.
Yes, you do, actually. This was a really strong room earlier in the week, and now we're getting those. Adam.
Yeah, I'm going to be the dissenter. I'm saying yes.
Oh. And why do you think that, then?
I think because how strong this rumor has been, the one caveat here is if they haven't gotten it to work, then it's going to be no. There were some rumors that maybe it was causing supply issues. I don't think that's enough to stop them from doing it. I think they need that one sort of key feature that is going to be the thing. You know, like last year it was pretty much Siri. This year, I think for the 5S, that's going to be their big thing. Is this, you know, it's that sort of feature that you can point to and say this phone has this and it's unique and things like that. And then it has other applications for the future. But I agree with everything else that's been said, too, especially the fact that that home button is a weak point. And I've had that same exact concern. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to stop Apple on this one. The other thing that may happen, but I don't expect to happen, is Apple always holds back some iOS features. And it could be that they give an SDK to developers to let them use that within their apps, specifically apps where you would need to enter your passcode as like a second layer of security. I think it adds a lot of convenience. So if they got the feature working, I know it feels like it would have to work 100% of the time. If they got to 99% of the time, I think they might just roll forward with it. So.
See, I like you say, the 3GS was the S was for speed, and the 4S was for Siri. I still say 5S could be for security, but I still don't think they're going to put one in. That's just me.
I'm going to be the lone yes.
You are, yes. So at least the scores will be varied at some point. Okay, next question. Will a new version of the iPad be announced too?
Bloody hell, Carl, how many is there of this?
12. Yes. 12. This is our entire show, Will.
Yes.
Christ.
They're called talking points as well.
What do we get at the end? What prize do we win? What do I win?
If in the unlikely event that you win, respect.
That's something you've never had before, Will.
I can't do a fat lot with that, can I? That's not going to buy me a coffee,
I'll tell you what. If you win, I'll buy you an extra drink on Tuesday, all right?
Oh, yeah.
So you'll be going dry then, Will.
There you go.
That's it then, is it? This is like one of those Christmas things that Ewan does that lasts forever.
Well, this ain't going to last forever, I swear. We're halfway through.
Oh, my God, halfway through?
I think they might announce the new mini iPad 2 thing. There you go, there's my answer.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
I think it's going to go Retina. I think the mini will go Retina, which is because when they announced the initial iPad, everybody went, oh, I want an iPad. Oh, but there's no camera. So then the iPad 2 had a camera. So people look at the mini and go, oh, the mini's kind of nice. Oh, it's not Retina like every other screen I bought from Apple. So I think it's time. So I think it'll get an internal rev, and I think it'll come with a Retina display.
Yeah, I think they're going to mention it as
memory.
Well.
More memory, definitely. As well.
Adam, what do you reckon?
Agree with Bells in the chat room and say no, that not at this event, not at September 10th event, no iPads. It will be all about iPhone, iOS, and we'll see iPads end of September, October, another event.
Oh, God, we're not going to have to suffer
really?
For more rumors, are we, for another month?
Oh, yeah, you are.
And at Adam's mystery second quiz. Event, they're going to announce iPads in Miami Vice colors.
No. I agree with what you were saying about the specs. I mean, we're going to have a Retina iPad Mini. That's going to be the big star of that show, and then an updated full-size iPad.
And you really don't think we're going to get iPads on September 10th?
Nope.
Why would they do an event and then another event in a month?
If anything, some updates to maybe the iPods could happen. And I don't even think they'll talk about those at the event. They'll probably just sort of happen.
But last year, that's what we got. Remember, everybody was mad about the iPad 4 because the iPad 3 came out earlier that year.
Yeah.
So you don't think they're lining them up? Okay.
I think they want the focus of this event to be on the iPhone. And I don't think they want anything detracting from that. And I think they're going to have an iPad-focused event later.
Okay.
Will, what do you reckon? Will we be seeing iPads?
Oh, yeah.
You look like a Chad at the moment. You do know that.
A Chad?
Chad. Yeah, you know, you see graffiti's on wall, where it's just the head and the nose hanging over the wall with the little fingers, and it says, what no jobs or whatever.
Ah, yeah, that's all right. I don't mind that. It's a good look, I think. Yeah. My age.
You pull it up well.
What's the question? Go on.
Do you reckon iPads will be announced as well on Tuesday?
Well, we haven't seen anything in the rumour mill about it, have we? Maybe a speed bump or two.
There's leaks apparently of screens, of backs, and various other little parts here and there.
I can't imagine what they could. I mean, it's just the iPhone and the iPad, right? They're just a glass front and an aluminium back. And what more can you do with it other than make it faster? So, who cares, really, I suppose, is my answer.
So, I'm going to put you down as a no, if that's okay.
Okay, well, yeah, I suppose so. But, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, there's only so much innovation you can do with a glass front and an aluminium back, isn't there? You can make it faster, but the most important thing is change the operating system. And so, I'll hedge my bets and say that, yes, there will be a new iPad, but that's purely only a software-driven iPad. So the new version of iOS will enhance everybody's iPads. And maybe there'll be a speed bump, but I can't imagine much more than that.
Okay.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that was almost intelligent. It sounded clever then.
It did, didn't it?
Almost.
Okay, so this is the gold question. Will we be getting a gold or champagne phone?
Is this the last question?
No, it's not.
No.
We've got a few more to do after this.
No, but they're going to be quickly.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's hope not is my answer.
So that's a no for you, then.
Yes for Kelly.
Yes for Kelly, yeah. Yes for me as well, I reckon. Adam?
Yes, and we know Will's going to buy one, so there has to be one.
See, yeah, I can just see Will with his golden brick phone.
I tell you what, I am going to buy one. I think it'll be ace. I think the 80s has got a lot to say for itself, and why not?
None of it good, though. Yeah, none of it good, though.
Oh, it's had a lot of good stuff. I mean, the Spectrum, the Commodore 64.
Had the 80.
All sorts of stuff. I think it's definitely going to be one, and I'm really looking forward to it, and that's what I'm going to get.
The 80s are full of awesome. We got two Star Wars movies, and neither one was The Phantom Menace.
Okay, so will this option come up, do we reckon? Do we think we're going to see a 128-gig version of the iPhone?
Yep.
it's about time. I hope so, because it's too small as it is.
You reckon? See, I don't. My demands for space has actually gone down since all these various streaming devices have come out. Like, I don't have music on there no more. I get it from the Music Match thing, or I get it from Spotify. I don't keep many photos on there. I just upload them to Dropbox or somewhere else. So,
and yeah, but remembering you're on the same sort of contract as I'm on, where we have indefinite data. The vast majority of people don't have indefinite data, so they're going to be more inclined to carry stuff around with them.
True, that's a good point.
And also, we live in for the most part, we're in somewhere where we've got signal. If you live rurally, and you,
well, why would you?
And you
do
don't
that?
Have a yeah, exactly. And you don't have
it
unlimited
happens.
Data. It's very, very difficult to not carry everything around with you.
Good point, Adam. What do you reckon? It's time for 128.
Yeah, I think definitely 128. I'm going to go kind of one better and say to everybody who typically buys the 16 gig iPhone, I think they're going to bump the whole lineup in the 5S. So I think they're going to start at 32. So you have 32, 64, 128. And I think the 16 options will be reserved for the 5C for the lower cost phones.
Okay.
I think that as well.
Okay. Will,
it's been a long time in coming, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's time.
Well, when they relegated the 3GS to the freebie model or the 99-cent model or whatever it is, didn't it go 8 gig? Like they started making an 8 gig 3G just to get people in?
So. Yeah, I think one of the ones I had was 8 gig. I don't remember which one it was, but it was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. My original iPhone was 8.
So, Will, was your phone bursting at the seams with stuff that you put on it? I don't want to know what, but...
Well, I'm going to stick with my decimal theory.
Oh, here we go.
100 gig. 100 gig is what I think.
So you think it's specifically going to be 100 gig?
Yep. I think everybody's had it with these... this 8 thing, you know, everything divided by 8.
Yeah, binary's dead.
It's going to be...
It's all old school.
It is. It's going to be 20 or 50 and 100, and you know where you are with that.
Another You're planet. Right.
Well, okay, yep, well, we've got the Mr. Green answer there. Oh, God bless. Okay, so next one.
I still don't understand why it has to be a division of 8. Why? For God's sake. Why can't it be something else?
I wish
I'd
paid
attention. It's a long, boring mathematical reason.
Why can't it be 6 or 9 or 10 or whatever?
Recurring.
Or 12 and
six
a half.
Recurring.
7.7 and a third.
Yeah.
Who can quote pi? 3.14 something of those.
Less as much as you need.
That's it. Yes.
Well, I mean, at that point, then where's the 42 gig?
Well, that'll be replaced by the 50.
Everybody would buy that one.
The less-spotted 42 gig.
Also, bearing in mind, whatever it says, you never actually get that anyway.
Well, it's a little bit under, normally.
Yes, it's what they do. They give you the amount in megabytes, but not actually the rounded-up total in kilobytes. It's always been a bugbear of mine when they've done that, when they've sold you space on the machine. Whenever mm-hmm. you bought a hard drive, it says 80 gig. There's an 80 for you there. Well, that's not... That's different. But when you used to buy an 18, you used to put it up and it used to say 78.373 gig. And he's like, no, I've just paid for an 80. Can you call it a 78. Or give me 80 gig?
That's a good
But they never do.
So how can they make an 80 gig? Or how can they make a 1 terabyte, like say one number, or a 500 gigabyte, right? Or... Whatever, 200
isn't it,
gigabyte.
Isn't it paired memory or something? I'm out of my field here. I'm just...
Well, I'm pretty...
None of you really know.
They started rounding those because you don't actually... I don't think 1 terabyte is actually 1 terabyte even. Or 500 is necessarily 500 even, is it?
No, it's close. It's not there, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, let's face it, Will is right, and we should all be quiet and just accept that Will's right.
Well, I'm telling you, if they put out a 42 gig iPhone with the words "Don't panic" printed on the back, I am buying like a million of those.
I don't care if it's gold; I'll buy one.
That was when I first got my iPad 1. That was my wallpaper, the "Don't panic" thing.
I still have that, and Louis Mantia makes a brilliant one that looks beautiful on the Retina full size iPad.
Okay, next question. Do we think the new iOS, iOS 7, will be shipped on the same day as the event? Will they say at the end, and you can go and get it today? Because they don't say that very often anymore.
I think we'll get a date.
Was the question the operating system or the phone?
No, the iOS. So when they announce on Tuesday that phones come in, a few weeks down the pike, so to speak, will they say, but iOS 7 is out today? To get everyone used to it. What do we reckon?
No.
No.
Kenny's going for a no. Alex is going for a no.
Yeah.
I don't think it's finished anyway, because we normally get the double gold blah 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 version, and it's not out unless they're going to bring it out
champagne.
Today and have 4 days to play with it. No. That's it. It's going to be the champagne version.
That's right. I haven't heard it come out unless it came out today when I was at work. I think
no. So I think mine's a qualified no because I think they're going to tell us when it's going to be out, but it's not going to be that day.
Okay. Well, what do you reckon? Do you reckon you'll be? When do you reckon you'll get your hands on Johnny Ive's wonderfulness?
I think I'll get my hands on Johnny Ive's wonderfulness. they'll say, yes, it's released. I mean, the old Gold Master, I mean, that's like, that's sort of, it doesn't mean anything anymore, does it, the old Gold Master? So, as in, you know, like what it used to mean. So I think, yeah, I think it's done. Everybody seems to, all the developers I talk to, seem pretty happy with it. It seems to be pretty polished, so why not?
So you reckon Tuesday? Push Tuesday?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Will's going for yes. Adam?
Listen. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
You can go ahead.
Yeah, so Adam, quickly, just Adam, would you reckon? Yes or no?
I am saying no, not on Tuesday, but I do think it's going to come out before the release of the phone, probably by a couple days. So I'm guessing, the Wednesday... Maybe the Wednesday before, Thursday before the release. And I don't know if we have a question about release day, because I have a theory on that, too.
No, that's a good con. Give us your...
So I think we're going to get the announcement then, and I think what we've been hearing about Friday the 20th as the actual launch date. So I think what we'll have is we'll have them show off the phones, make the announcement. I think they'll start pre-sales probably the next day, Wednesday. Or maybe actually more likely probably that Friday at midnight, which is I think they how they've done it in the past. So I'm going to go with Friday at midnight, at the day after the announcement, they start pre-sales online, and then the actual release day will be a week from that on the 20th.
That's nice. That's a nice quick turnaround.
Yep.
Apple's pretty good at that, and those times have gotten narrower and narrower, because remember... And in 2007, we got the announcement of the phone in January, but we didn't get the phone until June. And the amount of time between here's what it is and here's when you can buy it continues to compress. So, yeah, I don't think it's unreasonable at all that they would say something is coming relatively quickly.
And I think they'll try and launch in more countries than they ever have, too. They seem to like to try to do that. So I think, you know, for everybody internationally, I think it's going to be a much better simultaneous launch.
Absolutely.
Well, wasn't there a big hoo-ha a couple of days ago that some major Chinese company either put on their website or announced that they were taking pre-orders for the September the 20th, and then within 10 minutes took it down again?
Don't trust Chinese.
They, you know, that actually went live.
Yeah, there was also a rumor that, I don't even know if it's a rumor, it might have been confirmed that there's going to be an Apple event in China the week after.
Yeah, that's been confirmed.
This, I thought it was
and Germany as well, I think.
I thought it was the day after.
Yeah, Germany as well.
Was it the day after?
Yeah, it was. You're right, it was the day after, because I was looking at the time difference thinking, is it a time difference thing, but it wasn't.
Right, so that's going to be them announcing China Mobile, I'm sure.
They're making that big play now. They're really pushing into that now, that part of the world now, big time.
Yeah, that's the market they want.
I'm disappointed with China, though.
in what aspect?
I'm sure the Chinese will listen to what I have to say, though. But the whole leaky thing from China, it's getting ridiculous, isn't it? We know virtually every product before it's released, and it's sort of taken the magic away a little bit for me. You know, we I think we're fairly confident that all of the rumours are true and all of the leaked images are right. And it's just relentless now that the whole... It's just this constant leaking of Apple products. Now, I'm not saying in a sense there's anything bad with it, but it doesn't make any... It spoils it, doesn't it? It's like, the night before Christmas, you're ripping a bit of the paper out and having a look.
To be fair, China has help. If there was somebody in China waving around an iPhone back going, I made these, and they're not out yet, then, you know, nobody cares until COM and 9to5 Mac and Mac Rumors and all those guys start reporting it. So China's getting help in all this sort of rumor mongering. So
that's not totally true. There's lots of very popular Chinese rumor sites that seem to be the source of these accurate leaks.
Sorry,
Adam.
No, I was just going to say, I think you can thank a couple things. I think you can thank technology, and I think you can thank the popularity of Apple's products, because Apple's having to spread around component parts, and they're having to use multiple suppliers. And so, one, keeping all that stuff in check is just getting – I can't even imagine what it's like for Apple to try and lock all that stuff down. They've got parts all over the place, and they need different vendors doing it, and they need – tons of volume. So as they start to ramp up, there's just more people that have access to this stuff. And then on top of that, you've got all the technology that, you know, more and more of these workers have smartphones, and it's easy to get, you know, images out and get parts out, because you just you can't keep a lid on all that stuff. And then, like Kelly was saying, you have everybody over here and around the world who want that information, so, and are probably willing to pay for it in a lot of cases. So You're not going to be able to keep a lid on this stuff, and it's only going to get more and more leaked as the cameras get smaller. It's easier to, you know, sneak things around. And parts get smaller. The devices themselves get smaller.
In unprecedented BTN history, I'm going to completely agree with Will. It bums me out. I don't want the rumors. I like Christmas without the... Now, I like to go and shake them once, you know, Christmas present. What's in there? Is it light? Is it heavy?
I'm glad you clarified that.
Does it sound like Legos? Like, I'm excited about that. You know, what have I got? And then once, and then I set everything down, and then I wait, and I wonder, and I ponder to myself. And I would rather have that than removing all the mystery altogether. I think that's kind of a bummer. So I like to wait. I like to see what is going to come from Apple, and I don't want to know ahead of time. And I've never been one of those people who goes, seen it. You know, and then, like, shouts it down, like the stock market, which is going to inevitably drop no matter what Apple releases.
Oh, that's one.
Because...
Oh, dear. We're above with that question.
Okay, well, so here's why. Because Apple can't win on Wall Street. And the reason is because either they're going to come out with the stuff we've already seen, and Wall Street's going to go, seen it, or they're going to come out with something new, and they're going to go, we never saw this, and either way, Apple stock is going to take a hit. Like, I don't understand why this is. Literally until the day Tim walks out with a unicorn and says, here's the wonderful thing we have to show you today. The tears of this unicorn are what power every new iPhone. Then maybe stock will pick up a little bit. But then, you know, they're still going to take a dump for making unicorns cry. So you can't win.
I think they've done a better job of keeping secrets this year anyway, but over the last year, actually, because we knew firstly everything on the last iPhone.
Well, they didn't give any to people who go to Apple employees who frequent bars. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's true.
But sorry, I thought you were onto the stock market now.
we knew right down to the new shape of the earbuds and stuff. We knew everything. That was a real... But this time, we've seen the rumours, but we're still not really sure what's coming on Tuesday.
No, I'm excited.
Maybe.
I always like to see.
They're not going to do anything. But maybe they're not going to do anything special at all, so there's no rumours that are worth bringing out. So that maybe that's what it is. Right, stock market.
Oh,
right?
So
Kelly,
here's my question.
Brought it up.
I'll ask the question, then we can do it. So will Apple stocks drop or rise after the event?
Alex.
Right, they will drop. And Kelly's completely right. It doesn't matter what they do, they will drop. But it has nothing to do with Apple as a company. It just has to do with the fact that whatever Apple do, if they do bring out something incredible, they have had such an unprecedented rise over the last 10 years that there is nothing they can do to match that rise. So as a graph, they will always slightly be going down because their rate of expansion will be less. You can't expand at the pace they did, because if they did, there would not be another company on the planet doing anything left if they carried on at that rate. So in that respect, yes, it will always go down. It's just what they do, the better they do, will limit the amount it goes down. So what you want to look at is, yes, if it only goes down by 1%, then they've achieved. Because it's going to go down, say, a base rate of 5%. So if they do 1, that's where you take the positivity out of it. So it's not negative on Apple. It's just you've just got to look at it as a stock process, which is completely different from whether they're successful or not. It's the rate of their success they're being judged on, not necessarily whether they are successful or not. So, yes, it will go down.
Okay. Adam?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything more to be said. Spot on. I mean, that's exactly right. You know, part of it, I think, too, is they want the stock to come down a little bit so that they can buy some back, so that when Apple announces the numbers in the first quarter 2014 and how well they sold all those, then, you know, they can take their profit again. Because the stock will slowly come back up. So, you know, you dump a bunch, it starts to go down, it gets low, you buy it back again, you wait for it to go back up, and then we'll have the same thing, you know, when they announce the numbers. There'll be huge numbers, and everybody will sell off.
Yep.
Yeah. Will, what do you reckon? Stock market? Or the price, I should say?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Let me point out that people don't care.
People are
going to go line up round the block or all the way through the mall or wherever it is their friendly neighborhood Apple store is, and they're all going to line up slobbering for this phone. It's what people do. Muggles, because I didn't say that earlier, and I want to be clear. Muggles are going to go, new iPhone, I'm going to go need one. And, you know, I might go wait in line. I like the fact that they'll let me ship it to my house, but regular folks, people who don't actively watch Apple, are going to go, oh, new iPhone, I want that. And there, it's still going to be huge. Whatever it is, it's going to be a monster success for Apple regardless. So it doesn't really matter. It's nice that Wall Street has their opinion, but it's not really going to matter to all those mall security people that have to entertain those folks overnight and keep them wrangled, you know, until the Apple store opens.
That's true. Well, that question leads into the next question. And that is, will the next day, will the tech press be filled with stories of Apple is... Go on, Kelly, you can do it properly.
Doomed!
Do we
that didn't sound anything like a private Fraser at all.
So what normally happens is once the... Because the price normally does drop for whatever reasons, all the reasons we just discussed, and then some of the tech press take great delight in saying, it's all over, nothing's going to be the same again, they don't do anything, they don't innovate, they don't do this.
Apple didn't do what I said, so
that's
they're clearly going to fail.
So do we reckon the next day the tech press will be filled with negativity on the whole? Adam?
On the whole, see, you caveated it there at the end.
Okay,
no, not on the whole, but for sure, yes, we're going to have those stories of Apple's doomed. They haven't innovated. They haven't done anything. Android's better. They need to put out glasses. Why didn't they do a smartwatch?
There's no TV.
there's no. There you go. I knew I was forgetting one.
Don't worry, Munster won't forget.
Alex, what do you reckon?
I have no idea. I mean, to be honest, I don't take that much notice of it to know. Look, the Apple people are going to be excited if they put out an empty box, right? And then other people that need to get their name in the newspapers will badmouth them because they'll get a few column inches. And in 2 weeks after, they'll still be selling bucket loads of iPads, iPhones, Macs, and whatever size, whatever label, and whatever it is. So it's a bit like the stock market in that respect. It's completely irrelevant what happens the next day, because the next day everybody has got their feeding frenzy and what they can get out of whatever was released. So in that respect, the naysayers will say nay, the yaysayers will say yay, and it will make not a blind bit of difference to anybody ever. I think that's concise.
Yeah, absolutely. And Will, before you nod off to sleep there, what do you reckon?
I genuinely can't remember the what was it?
It's after the event on Tuesday. Will the tech press be filled with Apple is doomed stories?
No, I don't know why they should. Why should they do that then?
Well, because if anything, if like history is anything to go by, as virtually everyone else just said, then as soon as Apple don't put in what they were expecting to see, they say, oh, Apple's not innovating no more. They didn't have NFC, for example, like last year. They didn't have, I don't know, fingerprint scanner. It didn't have unicorns.
It all goes back because everything is leaked beforehand. We all know what's coming. So
no, but do you? What I'm saying is, do you reckon the usual suspects will come out and say Apple is doomed?
Who are the usual suspects?
By what they see on Tuesday.
Who are you talking about?
Well, there's certain magazines, aren't there, that have got
it out.
Let's face it. It's normally me, isn't it?
Yeah, it's normally one of them. That's a good point.
Alex has a magazine?
Yes, I do. Not the type. Well, you can be in it if you like, but I wouldn't tell your husband. Will, what's the answer?
The answer is...
There's one more question after this, Will, you'll be glad to know, so...
I think, genuinely, the BBC, which I think is one of the best in the world at reporting news, will feature it in the tech thing. They'll give it a few column inches, as you say.
Rory Kefflin-Jones will say that's nice.
Yeah. And I don't think people care that much, if I'm truthful, really. I don't think it matters. I don't think anybody will care, really. It'll come out, it'll be nice, and then we'll all move on. And that's it.
Okay. Last question.
No,
Kelly.
You didn't let me answer it.
Sorry.
So, I just said it was going to happen, or I said it's possible doomed. Can you let me wave my arms?
I put that as a yes. So.
Okay, well, yes, I do think so, but I'm of two minds about this, because first, I think a lot of the people who are going to claim that Apple is doomed are hate baiters, really. I think they're just doing it to put Apple in a headline so that they get the clicks and the ads. And I also think that I secretly, like, part of me really doesn't like that people who aren't qualified to talk about technology at all or specifically about Apple are going to be the people who offer these opinions. But on the other hand, I'm kind of glad they do, because another podcast that I'm on, which is Angry Mac Bastards, really looks forward to this kind of stuff. So I'm kind of excited about it. Exactly. Because this kind of stuff happens all the time. And we keep pleading with people, like, really make it hard, make our jobs hard. And they never do. So I am looking forward to the inevitable Business Insider piece. There's going to be some yo-yo over at Forbes that's going to clearly, this Apple is doomed. Mm-hmm. You know, there's going to be something from Munster about the damnable tragedy of the lack of television. Someone else is going to write about the damnable tragedy of the lack of a watch because Samsung has one. And on and on and on. So I sort of hope that they do, but I also try to agree with... I want to agree with Will that regular folks don't care. And I think I already said that, because people are going to line up all the way around the block regardless of what it is.
Let's face it, regular folks don't go to the technology page on the BBC website.
There is
that. And I mean, that's as basic as you can get.
Yeah, like, regular publications that don't normally care about Apple are going to say, Apple announced a new phone today, and now the weather with El Nino, you know.
They might not even bother doing that. Unless Apple announced
here
something
they will.
Spectacularly, they won't. Well, maybe.
I disagree with that. On the BBC, if there's, for instance, Microsoft buying Nokia... when there's any...
That made the front page, and that's one of the few times.
I think any... quite often you'll see Apple against Samsung. Samsung wins, or Apple wins, and quite often that gets to the front page as well. And
yeah, but that's not an iPhone launch. That's a story about two big companies having a pop at each other. That's a business rather than a launch of a product.
It still gets to the front page. I reckon any significant Apple or... Well, any sort of mobile technology company does tend to get what was that, the smartwatch? Who brought that out now? That was
Samsung.
That was splashed on the front page. So I do think consumer tech is of real interest to the consumer. And it does...
Funny that.
Isn't it? It does warrant front page and does get front page coverage. But
the question is, though, I mean, I don't want to get too deep, but is it front page coverage on the internet, which basically is a form of media through the technology that you're talking about, or is it front page on the newspaper, which is obviously a different form of media, so therefore it might not be, unless it's business pages, it might not be front page on the Sun or whatever newspaper you read. It might be on a technology-based medium, which is the internet. That's my point. You might see it on the internet, but you might not see it on, if you like, in quotes, air quotes, as Carl hates, you know, old media. Anyway.
Yes.
Last question.
Last question. This one I put in specifically for Will. Will Johnny Ive finally take the stage?
Yeah.
Because it's his OS, virtually, his stamp on it.
Will?
Come on, what do you reckon, Will?
No. No, it's made a conscious decision not to do it, hasn't it? It's a real shame.
So we're just going to get the white background video again.
I think I saw a tear in his eye.
He could be misting up.
Anyway, Sir Johnny Ive.
Sir Johnny Ive. No, I don't go for that in coppers. Adam, what do you reckon? Do you reckon
architect now? No, the only way we see him on stage ever is in a video. He'll be in a video. You know, he'll be up there in his video segment, but no.
Alex?
No, I think they're actually beginning. I like the fact that they're beginning to make a thing of him not being on the stage. It's almost becoming like, you know, you had Steve Jobs was on the stage and he was really good at bringing it across. You know, sometimes you get like a football manager or you get a certain actor that never does the encore or will never come on after the pitch. And then, you know, a year later or 5 years later, they finally give everyone that thing they want. And I think Johnny Ive coming on the stage is one of those. He will come on, but in sort of 5 years' time, and it will be such a massive thing because it's been built up that Johnny Ive never does it. So I reckon it's going to be that moment, because you're not going to have, obviously, you're not going to have the passion that Steve Jobs brought across and the excitement of him announcing things, because let's face it, it's dull in comparison. But in 5 years' time, he's going to come out and everyone's going to stand up and cheer just because he finally came out. So I think they're building it up to be something special. And then Will Green will just, it'll be apoplectic and it'll be amazing. But it will happen, but it's going to be a moment in time. It's going to be one of those things.
Good point. Kelly?
I think he won't be on stage in person, but I think aside from the product video, they might, like, if they've updated FaceTime, they'll FaceTime him and he'll still be in his white room.
Okay.
Like live video from his undisclosed location.
Yes. I don't reckon he'll show up either, but I really...
He'll be in the front row.
Yeah.
But if ever there was an argument to be made, this time is the argument to be made, because he's been the hardware guy forever, and now it's the software as well. If it's not this year, I would think the moment, capital T, capital M, is going to be next year when he's had long enough to really dig in. And like I've said on the show before, iOS 7 is going to be nice, but I think iOS 8 is where you're really going to see his fingerprints, whether the phone will scan them or not.
Well, that's our answers for the upcoming event. And if you want to participate and answer the same questions, like I say, just head on over to a Bitly site, bit.ly/14Y(n)g(m). And I'll put that link in our Google community as well. And just go and see if you can outfox the pundits.
Well, don't you think people will remember that?
Yeah. I wouldn't, personally.
Got no respect for the listener.
I tried to get the shortest URL going, and I still think that's too long.
I think you'd be better off of it saying britishtechquiz.co.uk.
Yeah, but I couldn't get
that. That'd probably be easier to remember.
I couldn't get that on phone. Now, I did want to just touch on one Apple story, or one other related story, and that is these Sony cyber shots that sort of clip onto your phone, and they're sort of like a point-and-shoot camera, but without a back. So your phone becomes the back of the point-and-shoot camera. Now, the only thing that turns me off of them is the suspected price, because I think it's like $300, was it?
Only for the top of the range one.
Oh, okay.
$300 for the top one. I think it was only about $150 or so for the less expensive one. That's the Apple way of putting it, isn't it? It's the less expensive one.
So the way it works is it clips onto your either Android or iPhone device, and then it uses the Wi-Fi to sync up and stream the viewfinder, and it puts shots both into the camera itself and into your photo strip, which I think is a wonderful idea. I just personally think the price is too high, unfortunately, for me. What do you reckon, Alex, as a photographer?
You know, I really have thought, because I read this sort of 2 or 3 days ago, and at first I was thinking, I don't get it. But I don't not like it. I just can't get my head round it. And then I was thinking, okay, when I'm away, say a good time when there was three of us in Ironbridge, and we were all taking pictures of the lovely bridge and the Will Greens and people like that. And I was just like, oh, it's really bugging me that the iPhone camera is, it's okay. but it's not good enough for something which I really... It's okay for a snapshot. It's okay for a moment. But I wanted to do something arty and farty, and I just couldn't do it with the iPhone. I was thinking, yeah, but if I was going away for a short weekend type break, this is brilliant. I really like the idea of what it does as well. I mean, you get a... As good as the camera is in the iPhone, it's a crappy little sensor. And it's just always going to be a crappy little sensor, not compared to a proper-sized sensor. It's also, you're not going to have any zoom. You haven't got real control over it. So this is actually a really good compromise of something you can stick in your handbag, stick in, you know, you can stick in your coat pocket. It's not that big. And you're using the phone's functionality to do all the transferring, all the viewfinding. And I just thought, you know what? This actually might be a really, really good idea. But I just couldn't get my head around it at the time. So now I will... Oh, look at that. Now I would say for sure that it's a really good idea and I really like it. And I don't think the price is too bad for the £150 version.
Well, there's
I really
two.
Like the idea.
The higher spec one is $500 and the lower one is $250.
But what does it do? This sounds weird, but the picture... shows what looks like a giant lens up against the back of an iPhone, but it's not using the iPhone camera?
Nope.
No, what it is, it's actually, it's more or less a camera in its own right.
Oh.
But the iPhone is doing, via Wi-Fi, the iPhone is the viewfinder. The iPhone, I think it has got built-in storage, but not, you know, just a card.
Okay.
So the iPhone is the viewfinder, the iPhone is the software. The iPhone is the Wi-Fi ability. It's the sending it up to where you want to go. It's the manipulation. It's all those things that you'd want, if you like, your computer to do.
But, oh, okay.
But I like the fact. It doesn't actually have to be attached to the phone. It's just obviously easier to hold up the viewfinder in front of your face. So you could, in theory, have the lens in one hand and the iPhone in the other hand, and you could reach over the top of a crowd of people and take a picture.
That'd be great for me.
That might be a little bit handy. Yeah.
I couldn't get it. And then when I got my head around it, I thought, what a brilliant idea. So anyway.
As a short person who likes to go to Disneyland, that sounds really awesome to be able to calibrate that the way I want it, but have the viewfinder down here and be able to take a photo over people. That would be awesome.
It's almost like having a tethered camera. That's what it's like. A tethered camera, but via Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So the only thing with me was the price. I just thought,
that's a lot of money for an iPhone attachment.
So my question
would be, really, is it? It's a camera.
The camera lens system itself, right? It's fixed lens. So whichever unit you get whatever zoom and whatever lens.
No, it has, right? I thought it had a zoom. I thought it was a.
No, but I mean that's built in. I can't pop different lens. I can't buy a new lens later and pop that on front of the sensor.
No,
like the sensor and the lens. It's like a point and shoot stuck to the back of your phone, right?
Exactly.
And whatever the specs of your point and shoot are. So my question would be, what's the advantage, especially when you mentioned the pricing? What's the advantage of that versus just me getting a really nice pocket point and shoot and taking that along with my camera?
Mm-hmm. Because with most Yeah, but with most points and shoots these days, a few of the Android-based ones are working okay. But in general, you're still having to go home or you're still having to plug it into something else to manipulate it, then send it, then do what you want with it, then upload it to Facebook or Twitter, whatever you do. This will operate as if your iPhone has got a really good camera on it and you're using the iPhone for everything you'd use your iPhone camera for, except for you've got a really good camera instead of the okay camera that came with your iPhone. So imagine, just think of it as that. This is like having an iPhone camera, or it works on Android as well, but imagine having an iPhone camera that had a good sensor, had a lot better low light, it had zoom on it, all the things you'd want if you could fit it into your iPhone camera. And think of it that way. And that's the way they've developed it, not as a separate camera. It's just like a replacement for your iPhone camera, but your iPhone still has all the functionality with that camera that it would have with your iPhone camera.
So
I just really like it. And I don't think it's exorbitant.
If they upgrade the iPhone camera, does that make this a little pointless?
No.
Well, no, because you're never going to get zoom. You're never going to get zoom.
You're talking about a much bigger sensor, zoom,
low light,
optical zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of the specs on the on these Sony things, and so that's why I wasn't sure. I didn't know how close it was to what was in my... So it's closer to my power shot than it is
correct.
To
my... Well, it is. Okay. It's more or less a power shot without the back on it, and the iPhone is being your power shot.
So for me, the killer feature is that I can have the viewfinder wherever I want, which doesn't have to be related. Yep. I'm trying to do this so that you guys can see.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can take the picture of the closet, which is desperately exciting, but have my viewfinder right here.
It'll be great for privacy.
Yeah. Even better, yeah.
And
okay,
spying.
So if I had an iFi card, then
nice
I'm...
places.
If I had an iFi card, I'm going to get most of the way to this with my power shot, right?
That's what I'm thinking. That was my logic.
Well, it's an interesting camera. And the fact that the camera...
It's still the Mac show, everyone, I promise.
The shots go into your iPhone and you can instantly manipulate them with all the fantastic, photo manipulation apps out there.
Okay.
Well. That's the bit that intrigued me.
Now, hooking this to an iPad sounds more interesting to me because of the manipulation.
Yes. Well, you don't have to hook it, so just Wi-Fi connections.
Sorry. But, yeah, if you were using an iPad for the manipulation to hook to, in conjunction with this point-and-shoot lensy thing, then that gives you some actual control and something you could really do something with.
Are you trying to talk yourself into it, Kevin?
No, I'm trying to figure out, why in the stuff, because I read a couple links about this, and in the stuff that I read, none of it was like, here's why this is awesome. And maybe it's just because I'm not primarily a photo nerd that I don't go fainting over the size of the sensor. Maybe that's all it is because I'm not wired for that. When it comes to photo stuff, I'm totally a muggle. I have a power shot and I have an iPhone, and if I can't take a picture with one of those, then I'm probably not interested. We have a DSLR that I've spent a little bit of time with. It's a Rebel T2i or something I can't even tell you what it is. That's how often I use it. But I'm trying to figure out what's the cool, interesting thing about this. And so far, for me personally, Sony, it's a strike against it. So why is this something that is super neato? You know, it's a camera for your phone that you don't hook to your camera on your phone. So I was just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, it's taken me a couple of days to sort of come from where you are to where I am. So I'm not surprised. You know, it's a bit like that Samsung watch. People are saying, but why?
No, we're not going down that
route. I can see why they say that. Yeah. No, I'm just saying it's the same thing as why, but it's taken me a couple of days and sort of a couple of days of thinking, oh, that would be quite handy. Well, that would be quite good. And so I've sort of got further along the line than I was. But I was exactly where you were, Gally, when it came out. I was like, well, what's the point of that?
This network wouldn't exist without the continuing support of UK2.net. They really do keep us going, no matter what you guys tell them. If you'd like to help this network out, then please head over to our website at
britishtechnetwork.com.
Click the UK2 banner and buy some of their wonderful services. He's reading my thing. web hosting, dedicated service. Off you go, well gone.
Domain names, VPN. Yeah, I'm adding some energy to it now. And many other services are available at great, great prices. I'd live in a bit now, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
However, if you want prices that are even better, then head back to our site. Click on the sponsors page. I sort of ran out of steam there. I've overdone myself a bit. Click on the sponsors page and you will find a number of offer codes to save you even more money.
Support UK2.net because they support us.
Thank you very much. They do. They're a wonderful company. Please go and use them. Now, this week as well, we have a competition.
And
this competition was my pick a few weeks ago. What are you laughing at? This is for the wonderful people from the wonderful people at 12 South, and they've given us a high rise to give away. So you can tell from that reaction, this is a much sought after product.
No, I totally want. I really do. I wish I was eligible to win it because
Are we not eligible?
Well, no. Considering the answer's right there on the screen and you're all looking at it. Well, Adam's not because he's not in the dock. But no. So this is a stand and a charger, a cable charger for your phone or your mini iPad mini, and it looks elegant. It's all brushed aluminium and it just stands there and makes your phone or your pad look even more sexier than normal. So we've got a simple competition for you to enter, and all you have to do is email britishtechnetwork@gmail.com with the subject 12 South Competition, and the question you have to answer is, In what year was 12 South established? That's all. Give us that answer.
1732.
1732. Close, but no cigar.
Damn it.
Just get your things in, and Ewan will pick a winner next week or the week after. I'm not exactly sure when it will be. Okay, so what we got next? Cool things. So let's head over to the cool things. Alex, what's your cool thing?
Eating a banana cake before you come to me. That's a cool thing. Right. Okay. The best game of last year in iOS? Best game by a long way.
Probably called, next.
Very probably. It's called The Room. And we've all been jumping up and down going, why aren't you going to give us a new version of The Room? And I can't tell you that it is out, but what they have done is added a free bonus level. So it's, I can't remember if they call it a prequel or the, I can't remember what they call it, epilogue or something. I can't remember what they call it. But anyway, there's a whole new level and it's all free and it's all wonderful. And I did it in about an hour because once it turned up, I couldn't put it down. So that's there. And also, when you finish that level, you get a little thing telling you that Room 2 will be out before the end of this year. So, two bits of good news. One, there's a whole new level in The Room, which is the best game ever invented for the iPad. And two, Room 2 will be out before the end of this year. Go get your update.
For those of you who follow us on Twitter, Kyle Swagger and I have been freaking out about this for I don't even know how long. And you can tell, because one of us will say something about The Room, and the other, what, new room, what? No! I said someone was in the room with me. Oh, like, it's bad. We, like, Kyle and I both, for from ever ago, like, super, super, super excited about it. See all the hand waving? Like, yeah, that's full-on Kermit flail for The Room, too. I'm saving it for when it's actually released, and we're all going to pick the same thing. Maybe Kyle and I will have to have a YouTube cage match over which of us actually gets to pick it the week it's out. But seriously, full-on Kermit flail when this actually comes out.
So, Kelly, what's your pick then?
My pick is from the chat room, actually. Well, for the chat room, who was talking about, I use this case and I want, I would like it if the back were a little bit different, and a couple of other things. So, I'm picking Jelliskins. Jelliskins are phenomenal for a bunch of reasons. Number one, they have their own art collections of different stuff that you can put on the back of you can put on a sticker. A vinyl sticker that you can apply to the back of a device, a Kindle, various tablets, various phones. They make them for the back of your laptop. If you have a Mac, you can, you know, get a cool sticker for it. The stickers are super high quality. If you're really careful, you can peel it off and then you can reapply it again later. So for people who want to get the inevitable lower cost iPhone, but maybe they don't like the colors that are available, you can always cover it with a nice little sticker. And the other awesome thing about the sticker being awesome, and they have really great art to choose from, if you don't like any of that art, you can add your own, upload your own image, and then they will custom make a Jelliskin and send it to you. You also get custom lock screen images that you can use, so like the front of your device and the back of your device can match. And they're super high quality, and I love them very much. I have a friend who got the exploding TARDIS, the Starry Night TARDIS image, as an iPad Jelliskin, and it's beautiful. So if you're looking for something that maybe isn't the bulk of a case, maybe you don't need the protection, but you'd like the back to be a little different, this is a really good way to go.
They do look amazing on their website.
They're beautiful, and like in person, they're beautiful, and it's a really nice thick vinyl. When you peel it off, it's not super sticky. They're really, really beautiful. And it's GELASkins.com. It's not clever with a Z or anything like that.
Good stuff. Will?
I've got just a couple, if you don't mind. There are many websites. FileTransporter.com. So Transporter is a networked peer-to-peer storage drive that lets you share privately and access and back up your files. That's really good.
And that's just, it's a website, you say?
Yeah, it's like a service. So it's a sort of a cloud-based storage.
It's actually a product.
Is it?
Yes, they're a sponsor. I got to throw this out there. They're a sponsor of the MacCast.
You've spoiled my joke now! You've spoiled my joke!
Oh, Sorry. He was pulling it off too good. I thought you were dead serious.
I know.
I got your show notes up, and I thought I'd go through. I was going to do that one, then Squarespace, and then finish with Smile on my Smile Software.
You're taking all my sponsors. But I want to make sure people know what the file transporter is, because it is an actual product, and it's hardware, and it's really
cool. And it's
awesome. And it solves this problem for those people who want to have cloud-based access kind of storage, but don't want stuff stored up in the cloud. It's peer-to-peer, so you can go from transporter to transporter or transporter to Mac, and there's no server involved, because all your files are stored on this little hardware product that you hook up to your home network at home. So you're accessing directly off of your transporter rather than out of some third-party server in the cloud.
The thing is, though, I've been to their website, right, and it just costs too much money. Is there any way I could get a reduction of that price?
Sure.
I used our coupon code.
You used the coupon code MacCast.
My pick, in all seriousness, is the MacCast. I think it's bloody ace. It's a fantastic podcast. And if you're new or an experienced Mac user, then check out Adam's MacCast. Absolutely fantastic. One of the best Mac podcasts out there, in my opinion.
Well, it's more regular than some, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and a wholehearted
agree. It certainly is.
Because they're too kind. Thank you.
So, Adam, what's your cool thing?
My cool thing, I actually was doing some research for a user group presentation I was going to give on the Apple TV. And people have heard of the concept of second screen. So there's some games like Real Racing, I think, had this, where you could use your iPad along with AirPlay on your Apple TV to do second screen, which was really cool. And so I was wondering if there were other second screen stuff out there. And I was doing some research, and there's really not a lot of developers using AirPlay as a second screen. But what I found was, if you're a fan of movies, and specifically Disney, mostly Disney titles, if you search for second screen on the iTunes store, they have all these apps that are free. There's one for Avengers. They've got, I think, Cinderella, The Lion King, Tron, The Great and Powerful Oz, or that Oz movie that just came out recently. And what you do is you set up your iPad, you start the film playing, and it uses actually the audio. It'll detect the mic on your iPad or iPhone will detect the audio from the movie and start syncing up secondary content. So you'll get, as an actor comes up on the screen, you'll get the character's name, and you can drill into their bio and their other films and things like that. They'll have behind the scenes, you know, footage of what the scene you're currently watching is. So they'll show the green screen, and they'll have still images, so you can drill into other content, but it's synced up to the actual film just through the audio. And I was curious if it would work with the Apple TV, because the way they market it is at the Blu-ray market. They say if you have the Blu-ray, you can use this. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out if you have the digital version from iTunes, or probably any version, because it just uses the audio track to do the syncing. So, and it worked pretty well. I mean, there was a little strange thing where if you'd start to drill into the content, when you came back, you'd have to tell it to resync to the audio so it would start sort of auto-playing again. But beyond that, it was kind of fun, and they're free. And so if you're into movies and want additional content to look at as you're watching, check them out. It's second screen on iTunes.
Yeah, I played with about three or four of these, and they're pretty cool. It's really neat to watch it sync up. It actually made Tron Legacy bearable for me to sit through all the way until the end. But the John Carter one was super, super cool, because there's lots of effects and lots of extra stuff that went into John Carter. So watching with John Carter was really neato. And for the life of me, I can't remember what the third one was, but I think it might have been a Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Yeah, they had Stranger Tides, I think.
Yeah, and it's fun to see kind of the extra stuff, especially if you live at my house where you already went and saw the Disney movie in the theater, and this gives you like an extra bit of information, because it's not like you're anxious how it turns out. You kind of know what happens because you already saw it once or twice. So it's really neat to get the extra stuff anyway.
They don't have second screen on this, but I probably should also mention. Iron Man 3 came out on early release this week on iTunes.
So I don't mind this second screen stuff when it's in the home, but they better never do it for movies, theaters.
No, it's definitely an at-home thing.
I used to have a little man who lives in my stairs.
Anyway. Yeah. But you had a little man. What did he? Was he a willing tenant?
Covered under the stairs? I don't understand.
Yeah, it was a little Bob, his name was. And he used to live under my stairs. And we rented this house, and he really wanted to live there, and all the bedrooms were taken. So the only place he could live, there was a cupboard under the stairs. So he built a little bed, and he was a little man, and so little Bob used to live underneath the stairs. I only just thought of that because Kelly said...
Albert Steptoe.
Well, I don't know. It's, well, Kelly said, you don't live in my house. And I thought, well, I might do, but you just don't know. I could be underneath your stairs. Little Will.
You could be. There's a Narnia door. Well, okay, there's this door that goes to this giant empty crawl space because of the way my house is laid out. And I've told Mr. Kelly on multiple occasions, I'm just going to keep opening that door until it leads to Narnia.
Go on, knock on the door now.
Don't encourage him, Kelly. Come on.
Go on, Kelly. Knock on the door now. Go on.
No, it's in another room. Well. And now that I've said the room, here comes Kyle.
Well, just do the sound effect.
Okay.
Hello?
So, my pick.
Anyway.
We're never going to get through the picks.
My Ever. Pick is Google On Air Hangouts, which is how we've done the show today. They're not normal Hangouts, but they have a few extra little features in them, like you can control the cameras and have the full screen of the cameras. There's a better sound option in there if you hunt around. I didn't have it when I tested it out early in the week, but today I have the HD option, which is very nice indeed as well. Stop typing, Alex. So... it's so easy to set up and so easy to stream, and once you've done it, just puts your recording, first of all it puts it out live, but also once you're done and you hit end broadcast, it sticks it in your YouTube channel and you can edit it or download it, strip the audio out, do whatever you want with it. It's fantastic, and it held out really well today, I thought.
Does it come with the added echo, or is that just something we've got for free?
That's one of us with something on that shouldn't be on.
Okay. I blame Will.
Because it only
it started when Will came back.
I see the way it is.
Like so many other things.
Ganging up on me, are you?
So as we all wait for Tuesday to approach and see what's in store for us, where can we get hold of everyone? Adam?
You can find me at maccast.com, also Maccast on iTunes. I also do an iOS show with Jeff Gamet, who regularly appears on the British Tech Network on a couple shows called We Have Communicators, also with Michael Johnston. So you can check that out. And actually, I want to give a quick plug. Michael's been working on this great website. If you want app discovery, if you're looking for cool apps, he built this great site called Appler, and it's at getappler.com. You can sign up, and basically it's a social way. You can follow me, you can follow Jeff, you can see what apps we like and are picking up. So it's sort of, as you add new apps to your library, it'll add those to your Appler collection, and then you can review and rate and say what you like and what you don't like and why. And there's even threaded conversations, so you can ask people, hey, why don't you like this app? Or what do you think was great about this one versus this other one? So it's a way to do that sort of app discovery of, hey, what apps do you like with your friends who maybe aren't as close? So,
oh, good.
Check that out.
Alex, where can we hold you?
Alex G. Fox on Twitter, and I think I'm doing the media show this weekend. I don't know. You never bother telling me normally until the last minute. There was one thing. I was a bit worried that quiz was going on so long that they would have probably started the announcements before we'd finished.
Quiet, you. The other good thing about Hangouts, everybody, is you can mute people. And kick them as well. Kelly, where can we hold you?
You can find me on Twitter and app.net as Verso, and you can also find me usually hosting the TuaTalkCast over at tuaw.com, and you can also find me on Angry Mac Bastards, which is a lovely, lovely podcast full of bad words. It's really fun. And you can also, if you're so inclined, find me elsewhere on the British Tech Network, occasionally on The Big Show and regularly on The Comic Show.
Excellent stuff. And rounding out, Will, where can we get hold of you?
Under the stairs.
What?
Under the stairs.
I'll come and see you tonight if you want, Kelly. Well, you know, when the lights have dimmed and
This is sounding scary.
No. When you sit with your husband,
and see you when the lights have dimmed.
I already have a possessed power toothbrush. What more do you want from me?
No. It'll be when the lights have dimmed and you're watching a film with your husband. I'll pop out and say hello.
He'll be your second screen.
Yeah, he'll just pop out and go, Obi-Wan Kenobi's doing a terrible Alec Guinness impression right now.
Have you ever been stalked via Hangout before, Kelly? It's quite a new thing.
No, with witnesses. Definitely a first.
Where can we get hold of you, Will?
BritishMac.com.
Excellent stuff. My name's Carl Mann. You get hold of me on Twitter at Clausio101, on the various shows on this very network, and on the Here and There show, which meant to put a show out this week. And just the fact that I sing on it, that shouldn't put you off. Well, probably should. That's our show. We'll look forward to seeing the results of our quiz come Tuesday when I'll post them on the Google Plus community.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You might win, Will. We got to see if you win respect.
Yeah, but what do I win? That's the point. What
respect. R-E-S-E-P, whatever it is.
Spelling lessons.
Anyway.
We talked about that preschool literacy title. Class, didn't we?
R-E-S-E, whatever. That's the
name. Yeah, exactly. I was using the texting version. So until next time, everyone, stay classy.